From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Moscow is claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are blather. Speaking at a Munich security conference in Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Until we see the facts, he said, quote, everything else is just blather. The indictments suggest Russia oversaw a criminal and espionage conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by supporting Donald Trump and disparaging his rival, Hillary Clinton. U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster, speaking at the same conference, called the evidence against Russia incontrovertible.
We're becoming more and more adept at tracing the origins of this espionage and subversion. And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
More than 1,000 turned out at an anti-gun rally in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday. Survivors of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School spoke out and condemned gun laws and rallied against the National Rifle Association, the powerful gun rights lobbying group. Delaney Tarr's a student there, and she lost four of her close friends.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, he was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
State records show that Florida's Child Welfare Agency investigated Cruz after he cut himself on an online video but found him stable. The U.S. Attorney General ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission on Friday by the FBI that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed the 17 students and teachers at the school. Nigerian police say three suicide bombers attacked a crowded fish market near the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Friday, killing at least 18 people and wounding some 22 others. The suspected suicide bombers struck about 25 kilometers southeast of the Borno state capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says Islamic group remains a threat despite its recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coats told a gathering of world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the U.S. assesses that ISIS will remain a threat.
Partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. And the combination of ideology and theology, I think, outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing several people on the ground. The earthquake struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage in the state of Oaxaca, and there were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. But one worker provides an account of what occurred.
Yo me encontraba trabajando en el piso 26.
I was working on the 26th floor at the time. The tremor was very strong. I was scared, but in this case, I had to try to stay calm and evacuate the building as they told us. The tremor was so very strong and even stronger on the higher floors. Fortunately, no tragic incident occurred.
I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.